Hello children, today we will learn about the rise of Christianity, which is the first chapter of your history books. You may refer to your textbook while I explain. We will proceed with this chapter by dividing it into three parts. First, we will discuss about the period before the birth of Christ. Second, we will learn about Jesus Christ and his contributions to the rise of Christianity. And lastly, we will learn about his crucifixion and the times that follow. Let us begin by understanding the term medieval. Historians have divided the study of history into three periods, namely, they are ancient, medieval, and modern. So we see that medieval period is the time in the middle between ancient and modern. I will now highlight a few differences between medieval period in India and that in Europe. In India, the medieval period stretched from 8th to the 18th century, whereas the medieval period in Europe stretched from 6th to the 16th century. In India, the medieval period is generally taken as the beginning of a number of changes taking place in the society, polity, economy, etc. However, historians say medieval period in Europe was a dynamic one. And why is this so? Just because Europe and European countries started developing much faster even before India could. Now, Palestine was the homeland of the Jews. However, in the first century BC, the Romans conquered Palestine. And at that time, Palestine was ruled by a puppet king of the Romans, namely Herod. He tortured and killed a number of Jews, and in return, the Jews revolted against the Romans, but were crushed over and over again. This led to a cry for a Messiah who would liberate them from foreign rule. Now children, we will move on to the next part of this chapter, which is the birth of Christ. I'm sure all of you have seen the typical nativity scene, which illustrates Jesus born in a manger with animals around him. Jesus Christ was born in a small village of Bethlehem in Palestine to very humble parents, namely, they were Mary and Joseph. The Christian calendar marks the birth of Jesus at 4 BC, while the latter period is marked as AD. BC stands for the year before the birth of Christ, while AD in Latin means Anno Domini. It stands for the year of the Lord. So who is this Jesus? Jesus claims to be the Son of God. His followers, even today, are known as Christians. Nazareth is a small place where Jesus spent most of his time. So he is commonly called Jesus of Nazareth. All of his life teachings and miracles come from the Gospel, consisting of four small books, namely Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We shall now proceed to learn the teachings of Jesus. While growing up, Jesus realized that people were not happy and there was a difference between the rich and the poor. So he based all his teachings on the central idea that God is the loving Father of all, and therefore all men are brothers. His golden rule was to do unto others as you would like them do unto you, which means if you want respect, you must learn to show and give respect to others. Christianity is a monotheistic religion which emphasizes in the belief in one God. It centers on the life and teachings of Jesus of Nazareth. We will now learn about the crucifixion of Jesus. His growing popularity was a threat to the Jewish priest, who felt threatened by his very existence. In 30 CE, Jesus was crucified in Golgotha by the Roman governor Pontius Pilate on the false charge of calling himself the King of the Jews. The cross henceforth became a sacred symbol for all Christians. It was the magical resurrection of Christ, who rose from the dead and ascended into heaven, which restored courage amongst his followers. His faithful 12 apostles helped in spreading his message of love and brotherhood. Christianity began to spread rapidly throughout the world. I hope you understood this interesting chapter, children. Thank you very much.